or check Facebook. 10% off for military and first responders.
Join Jones Drugs of Prattville and Jones Drugs on Fairview and Montgomery as they partner with the Prattville Police Department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions to the parking lot of Jones Drugs Saturday, April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Not much feelings coming over me. People wonder how I set my troubles free. 'Cause there's no cry in my eye, and I'm not low and I'm not high, and I won't get upset or blow off steam. Everything is not what it should be.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Former FBI Director James Comey says President Trump is morally unfit to be president. He tells ABC's 2020 he's not sure whether the president has obstructed justice or if he's susceptible to blackmail by the Russian government.
I think it's possible. I don't know. These are more words I never thought I'd utter about a president of the United States, but it's possible.
Comey has a book out tomorrow. President Trump on Twitter has called him a slimeball and a liar. New economic sanctions are planned against Russian companies seen as enabling Syria's chemical weapons program.
Ambassador Nikki Haley is noting that Russia has blocked six attempts by the UN Security Council to further investigate the use of chemical weapons as the Kremlin responds to Saturday's airstrike, saying in a statement, Vladimir Putin in particular stressed that if such actions committed in violation of the UN Charter continue, then it will inevitably lead to chaos in international relations.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Exclusive event starts right now with Chief Anchor George Stephanopoulos.
The day after you were fired, the president is meeting in the Oval Office with the Russian foreign minister. Calls you a nut job, says that the pressure on him has been relieved. What did you think when you saw that?
That if you keep on getting into trouble and breaking the law, it can only lead to one thing, incarceration.
And to those who say you should have brought Hillary Clinton before a grand jury?
Nip it in the bud.
That's stunning.
When we come back,
is Donald Trump unfit to be president?
Stay with us.
Found a morning radio program that always has words of wisdom. What wise words would you offer to your listeners, Greg Budell?
Don't forget to wash your dingleberries.
Jay Scott, we know you love salads, but what greens would you advise people to stay away from?
The devil's lettuce.
Emily Hayes, what's the best music festival for hardcore music fans?
South, as in we live in the South, and sounds, as in things that you hear, noises, South sounds.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, some words for your doggy friends. And Rich Thomas, what do you think about the guy who told you not to get into the weather business?
That guy was stupid.
Any last words, Emily Hayes?
S-O-U-T-H-S-O-U-N-D-S.
We got it. Here comes three men and a lady.
South sounds. One word, South sounds.
And Emily will be back from South sounds tomorrow.
What's that?
So Rusty Aldridge is in today, along with Jay Scott and the one, the only, with a capital A, Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's better. All right, good morning. It's 6 minutes after six. I kid you not, we are tracking a couple of snow flurries up in northeastern Alabama right now. This is true. And up into the Great Smoky Mountains. I'm not kidding. It's 38 degrees in Montgomery, but it's better than Minneapolis, who had 30 inches of snow this weekend.
What?
It's the 16th day of April, for heaven's sakes.
30 inches of snow?
Yeah.
Get out.
Okay. But who will do the weather?
Do the weather before you get out.
Cold start this morning. Brisk day today. Another slap in the face.
Yes.
Sunshine. Breezy. Cool. High temperature 62. Maybe a couple of the models say 58 for a high. Clear. Cold tonight. 40 by dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, nice recovery after a cool start. Mid to upper 70s. 80 to 82 Wednesday, making Wednesday the warmest day of the week. Weak front moves through Wednesday night. I've got a 20% chance of showers in Wednesday night into Thursday morning as the front moves through. Knocks down the temperatures just a few degrees. 76 Thursday, mid-70s Friday. Next big deal storm system, well, of course, over the weekend. Next weekend.
Of course.
And possible severe weather threat? Yeah, probably. I mean, we had 30 tornadoes over the weekend. Over nine states. The only state not affected? Alabama.
How about that?
We got lucky. Two dead. Right now this morning, with clear skies, southwest winds at 7 miles per hour, temperature is 38 at 6:08.
Do you have a message right now?
I don't.
Okay.
I do next hour.
It would be helpful if you did. Just saying.
Okay.
So, Rusty, thank you again for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You mentioned 30 inches of snow in Minneapolis. Yeah. We had a foot on May 4th in Chicago.
Yeah,
once.
I believe it.
I don't know that... and we wore sweaters on the 4th of July in 1992. I remember that.
What do they say about Minneapolis? There's two seasons. There's winter and the 4th of July.
Well, I spent a lot of summers up in the central part of Minnesota. It's a beautiful state, and I loved it up there. The best thing about it, we could get hot there.
Yep.
In the summer, it hit 90, but at night, it always got it to the upper 50s, so you could sleep with the window open.
That's nice.
It's the ultimate sleeping with the window open place in the world.
Six more Major League games canceled yesterday. That now takes the total to 21, which is a record.
Canceled because of snow.
And you know what?
That's crazy.
There's probably another 22 that should have been canceled.
Right, they were borderline. NASCAR, they did half of that race in Bristol. Canceled. I think they finished that later today.
And, of course, it's not only rough for the players, it's rough for the fans to sit through that kind of weather. It's just awful. Let's see, where are we at today? I love that
Barney Fife.
Oh, that's coming. That had me laughing now. Nip it in the bud.
You can play that again later.
I'm going to play it every hour. I'm going to open happy hour with it and play it every hour. It's just too funny. So I wish it had been, I only wish it had been 90 seconds longer.
Did I ever show you my picture of me and Barney Fife?
Really?
Yes. You did meet him.
That was so exciting for me. And people said that were there that never seen him where he couldn't talk before. I was speechless.
And here's some good news for you, Jay.
Yay.
What?
The local news has not made it upstairs yet.
Oh, well, it's good I haven't sat down.
Yeah. Hey, go check out that burger downstairs.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I saw that down there.
Do you want one?
Maybe later.
Okay.
Is there an extra one?
Well, I brought, I don't know, Rusty, I think, has these special diet things.
Yeah, you know, rocks and twigs, pine cones.
You hate to.
It's called roughage, right?
Yeah.
If somebody's been told that salt will kill you, you don't want to give them, hey, here's a nice salty burger for you, Rusty.
Tasty.
We'll see if you can make it till 9 o'clock. Of course, that's my goal every Monday. Make it till 9 and see how it goes. We saw Chappaquiddick yesterday.
How was it? I want to see it.
You know what? I thought the acting was good. I thought, boy, if it really went down the way that movie, that was so badly handled.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Can I read my little review?
I did.
Oh, no, I haven't.
And I'm wasting my time. Because it was the number 10 movie of the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Best friend.
And it's a shame that, you know, you got to be a comic book or something, you know, The Rock to get a crowd out to the theaters. Because Ted Kennedy should have never, ever been allowed to serve a day in the Senate after this happened. Mm-hmm. Not one.
The guy who played his dad.
That was powerful.
Was that oh my gosh, the acting?
This is when Old Man Joe had had a stroke and was incapacitated but could understand. We were asking, I wonder how they set that up.
His face was contorted, you know, and the way it would have been. But you could see his eyes communicated, his face communicated, and occasionally he uttered a word. He got it out of it.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, he was tough. He slapped the senator.
He probably needed it.
You know what? That's a best supporting actor possibility right there.
Yeah.
You thought
it was Joe.
Now, Jim Gaffigan, how did he do? Because
Jim Gaffigan was perfectly cast as a political hack. It couldn't have been better. And Ed Helms, he sucked in the Vacation movie, but he played Ted Kennedy's best friend in this film. And I thought he was very good. Yeah. And Ted Kennedy basically had a choice at the very end. You really need to see the movie. If you love period pieces, all the authenticity of 1969 was there. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it happened, they wove in the moon landing in and around it.
I'd forgotten it was the moon landing weekend. And that took it off the front page for a couple of days. Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go see it.
But what you really get, and I don't think it's any different today than it was then, is the political hackery behind a crisis. And how they evaluate, who can we reach out to, what can we do, how do we minimize the damage. And when you can drown a woman and still run for Senate 7 times.
And win.
And win.
And the prosecutor looks the other way, and the sheriff.
The sheriff. Says,
what can we do for you? What else could we do for you?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, in a way, it's a movie that makes you angry. In a way, it makes you realize that it hasn't changed all that much these days.
You slap my back, I'll slap yours.
Yeah, and
Daddy brought in McNamara and Ted Sorensen and
everybody,
the whole group.
McNamara was well played. All those guys, they really did a great job of showing a political mob.
And they all thought Teddy was stupid. You know, just like,
yeah, that's true, too. They did not think that...
Wearing the neck brace at the funeral?
I remember everybody, because that was a couple of days later when they saw it, when those pictures showed up on TV, everybody said, fake!
Yeah.
Fake, why is he doing it? And then he's wearing it in church at her funeral and turning around. You can't do that. If your neck is that badly injured, you need a brace to hold it up. You can't look behind you.
Didn't he swim a quarter of a mile or something away from this thing?
Right.
That's what he said. What happened was his two political buddies got in a boat right? And they haul him across.
Yeah, they did. I mean, that's what that was his story.
He didn't swim.
Yeah, and then the why didn't you report it immediately? Well,
it took him 10 hours.
It was a concussion. I didn't know where I was.
Yeah.
Woke up in my hotel room though.
And then, of course, the lie that Mary Jo Kopechne drowned when she suffocated. That's the worst of all.
Mm.
But that's politics, right?
There's a couple of movies coming out. What we saw, The Current, the one about electricity coming out.
That looks great with Edison and Tesla and Westinghouse. And then there's another one about Watergate that's coming out. The greatest political scandal in history for now.
Hmm.
Jay, back to you.
Hi.
Did the news make it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need a word or two on Seafood Bistro if you can.
Oh. Good. Delicious. Waiting. Three words.
Anticipation.
Really, it is. Anticipation
it's
for
making
their,
him wait.
their new place to open up. Somebody was in here the other day talking about that, saying that I really miss my gumbo. It was not Emily because she was not here. But somebody else really missed their gumbo and missed the po' boys and the shrimp. And it was all that good stuff that they've got over at the Seafood Bistro. The menu's not really going to change too much. I think there's going to be a lot of things added to it. Going to be a bigger menu whenever they do open up. They're looking to open up, I said mid-April, but here we are. It is the 16th. We are in mid-April now.
Soon.
Yeah, Chef Paul says that it's going to be this month that they open up, and they are working diligently to make that happen. And when they do, it's going to be great. When you win these gift cards that we give away for Seafood Bistro, there's no expiration date on them, so just hang on to them, and you can use them whenever they open up the new place over here on Perry Hill, and it's going to be a blast whenever they do. The best way to keep up to date on what's going on, besides listening to us, because we're going to tell you, trust me, you're going to know when this thing is going to open up, but you can follow them on Facebook. They post updates there, and you can follow their Instagram page, too. They post updates there, as well as, progress reports on how the place is going. And every now and again, they'll show some pictures of some of the food that they're working on as well for the new place.
I miss boil baskets.
I know you do. There's people miss a lot. They keep asking. They're winners that come in who aren't even picking up Seafood Bistro gifts. Certificates, but Food Outlet gift certificates and others are asking when it's going to open back up. So I know as much as you do, sometime this month. There is no something set in any kind of stone date, but they are working hard to get that thing open as soon as they can. Trust me, they want to get it open as much as you want to get it open.
Of course.
So there you go, Seafood Bistro.
They were closed over the weekend for Sow Sounds.
They were, yeah.
Yes. In observance of the greatest musical festival in the South.
The Woodstock of the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes. I saw a lot of posts from her this weekend from Emily, and she was evidently having a big old time.
If you haven't been outside.
It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out.
It really is.
It is.
It really is. I have a whole bunch of people I got to thank real quick here because I use the sponsors that advertise on the show. Now, this is a definite first world problem, but the one thing I love, the one thing I cherish is the garden tub in the bathroom.
Yeah, how's that going?
Well, I went splashing through the bedroom last week. I knew if I hadn't spilled coffee, I would have never found the rest of the moisture.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. So the first thing you do is you call out Clark's. The plumbers come. They look underneath and they say, okay, there's 2 inches of standing water under your tub. You definitely have a leak somewhere. But we can't extract the water. So before they can do anything or anybody else can do anything, you got to get that out. So I called Peaches and Clean. They came out. They got rid of all the water. It took a couple of days. Big, powerful fans, but they got it all dried out. And then David Fagan to the rescue. David Fagan not only does pools, but knows the ins and outs of... So he figured out the problem. And it was interesting to watch because he used a dye and blah, blah, blah. There was apparently a weakness in a joint that holds where the water drains out.
You mean he went all science-y on you there? You just...
Well, yeah, but it was interesting to watch. And then, of course, the dramatic moment came when we fill the tub with water to see if it would stay at the same level. Watch, hope, wait, and guess what?
All right, a winner.
So I'm grateful to all for that, because that's my place. You know, that's my thing. And with a body that's been hit by buses and cars and the aches and pains, it's just nice to soak in there a couple times a day. That's my, you know, and have great ideas. That's where so many great ideas are born for this show.
What a bunch of crap.
Well, that's where Edison came up with the light bulb. He was sitting there in his garden tub.
When you see, if you've seen the movie Fat Man and Little Boy,
mm-hmm.
when what's-his-puss that led the atomic bomb project, General Groves, goes to see Enrico Fermi in Chicago to ask, is this possible? The door's open. Fermi's sitting in the tub, and he's explaining the idea, the concept behind nuclear fission to Groves, and all Groves must know is Canada, and Fermi goes babbling on, Groves leaves to get the project started. But a lot of good things have begun in bathtubs. And some other things, I wish I had movies, don't. You know, splash parties and things like that.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. It's 6:20. We've got your local news. Our first look at the roads. Rich has the timeline for the 16th of April coming up. And today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, our Baumhauer's winning word of the day. We'll follow that at 6:20.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Troy police say three men were injured over the weekend in two separate shootings. The first shooting happened in the 200 block of Love Street, and then police were called to another shooting in the area of North Knox Street and John Lewis Drive. No arrests have been made in either shooting. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left two men dead. It happened near the Mobile Highway in the 2800 block of Fairview Street. No names have been released and no word on any arrests so far. And U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley has indicated new economic sanctions will be announced Monday against Russia for enabling the government of Syrian leader Bashar Assad in its use of chemical weapons. The ambassador to the U.N. says Russia has blocked six attempts by the U.N. Security Council to make it easier to investigate the use of chemical weapons. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC Montgomery. I'm Andrew James.
Please welcome America's most beloved radio personality.
Please like me.
What the heck are you guys doing?
We were getting the microphones plugged in, checking the audio levels and things like that.
Are you tired of being a hamster on a wheel to nowhere?
Yes.
Sometimes I'm tired. Sometimes I'm shocked. Sometimes I don't know how much more I got.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment, and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything's still looking real nice out there. No problems on the interstate systems, the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway. Looking real strong so far this morning. Road construction up on North Boulevard near Jackson Ferry Road, of course. Everything else looking real, real good. Early registration for summer term is going on now at Trenum State. Classes begin May 24th, Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Monday. If you had a time machine, you wouldn't be here right now.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with Current Safe.
Abba-dabba-doo. Gotta run down to Marguerite's and get Wilma a big rock. Yeah, I've been working hard in the quarry, and I think I need to surprise my Wilma and get her something from Marguerite's. Marguerite's is in the new Pepper Tree Shops, and they're open every day, 7 days a week, really. And they're open from, 10 to 7 Monday through Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturday, and 12 noon to 5 on Sunday. I'm heading out to Marguerite's, the new shop at Pepper Tree. Abba-dabba-doo.
It's the first annual Tulatoma Art Trail Saturday, April 21st in historic downtown Wetumpka. Artists, quilters, musicians, master gardeners, and so much more. Artists demonstrating and selling work. Free hands-on art activities for all the kids. Exhibits, plant swaps with master gardeners. Live music, great food, fun for the entire family, and it's free. It's the Tulatoma Art Trail Saturday, April 21st, historic downtown Wetumpka. Find us online at thekelly.com. Or on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Today's show is brought to you by Monday, the glorious start of a brand new... screw it. We're going back to bed.
Stop by Club Pilates Zelda April 19th through the 21st and be a part of the grand opening celebration. Club Pilates is unlike any workout you've done before. Sign up for a free 30-minute intro class today. There are a variety of classes and levels for all age of fitness experience. There's never been a better time to get started on a path toward positive changes. For more information, visit clubpilates.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mayo Chup. Mayo Chup.
The stuff is really
hot. They put some mayo into a jar.
Jar, jar.
Then they threw in ketchup. It's a brand new star. Your sandwich won't be plain.
Yeah, yeah.
It is made by Heinz. That's the company name. Tastes better. I eat them so fast. A brand new product. It's new and won't last. Keep on eating. Trust my words. Sure is creamy. I'm glad it's not mayo stirred. Mayo Chup is made with mayo. I'm gonna pour it over my Cheerios. Mayo Chup, tomato mayo. I can't wait to try it on some pie. Mayo Chup is made with mayo. It's kind of gross, but I just cannot.
At 6:28 in the timeline for the 16th of April, here is your host, Rich Thomas.
106th day of the year, 259 days remain. Boston Marathon Day on a lovely Boston day. Temperature starting in the 30s, rain all day, wind wind would be the main factor.
The Red Sox are supposed to play. They always play on Marathon Day, and it's early, like 11 o'clock.
Well, yesterday's game in Fenway was the coldest game ever played in Fenway.
Wow.
34 degrees, but a big wind chill. Today is National Mushroom Day. Not that kind of mushroom, the edible kind. It's National Eggs Benedict Day. You know, I kind of like Eggs Benedict. Maybe about 5 or 6 times a year.
Not bad.
Order. National Stress Awareness Day.
Yeah, me too.
National Save the Elephant Day. Please save an elephant today, even if it's the white elephant in the room. 1889, Charlie Chaplin born on this date. He is Charles Spencer Chaplin, born in London, England. Emily would like that fact.
She's a big Chaplin fan. She?
All you got to do is mention that name, and if you mention that name in ampersand in the same sentence.
I think that was, he had a dog named Ampersand.
I'm not sure. Yeah. 1940 on this date, Bob Feller throws a no-hitter for the Cleveland Indians. His first no-hitter. He went on to throw two more in his career. Let's see. 75 years ago, 1943, a Swiss chemist named Alfred Hoffman made a boo-boo.
Uh-oh.
He accidentally became the first person to take an LSD trip. After a tiny amount of LSD he created seeped through the skin of his fingers. Now, how many times have I told you, don't get it on your fingers?
Because it'll seep through.
It'll seep through.
Yeah, you'll be all tripping.
Can it penetrate you from anywhere?
I guess.
If you sat on it? Or?
I guess.
And the trip would be too... Well, never mind.
They realized something was wrong when he was naked later on in the day.
You didn't see many naked people back then.
No, not in 43.
No.
That was Swiss chemist. 1947 on this date, Texas City explodes. 9:12 in the morning, Texas City in Galveston Bay, a fire aboard a freighter ignites an ammunition nitrate and other explosive materials. 600 lives lost. It just destroyed the entire area.
Isn't that like the biggest explosion?
Yes, it is. It made about 10,000 people homeless.
Wow.
1962, Uncle Walter Cronkite makes his debut on the CBS Evening News. They used to say, direct from our newsroom in New York, this is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite. And then they would list all the other reports. 1964, the Rolling Stones' first album was released. It was number one 2 weeks later and stayed on the charts for 40 weeks at number one. So, for our song of the day, how about one from the Stones' first album? Not everybody knows this. Buddy Holly wrote this song and recorded it with the Crickets before the Stones released it. Their first hit, Not Fade Away, Stones.
Time to go to broadcasting. I myself, after many years in this business, had no idea that Buddy Holly was the Hollywood Bug. So that's
pretty cool fact. 1972, Apollo 16 launched. It is the fifth of six U.S. lunar landing missions successfully launched. 1972, on this same day, ELO made their first album, Electric Light Orchestra. They debuted at the Fox and Greyhound in London. They were formed to accommodate former members of Roy Wood and Jeff Lynne's, their desire to create modern rock and pop songs with classical overtones. It was a big, big success. Jeff Lynne is a genius. 20 years ago, 1998, L.A. prosecutors filed criminal charges against George Michael for his lewd behavior in a Beverly Hills public toilet. Yeah. 19 years ago in...
I wasn't going there.
1999.
His music lives on. We used it for the Mayo Chump song.
Reminds me of Pee Wee Herman in the theater. Yeah.
Well, at least he was in the theater.
Yeah,
the theater.
That actually happened to the number one talk show host in Miami.
Oh, really?
Not just in a theater, but in an X-rated theater on South Beach.
Got caught doing that.
Of course, he survived. Just like they say, good publicity is good publicity. Bad publicity is good publicity. No publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah, I've heard that.
19 years ago, the great one, Wayne Gretzky, announced his retirement from the NHL. A lot of Southerners talk about that every day. not a big sport here in the South. 15 years ago, 2003, Michael Jordan played his last NBA game. He scored 13 points in that game. 11 years ago in 2007, a student at Virginia Tech University went on a shooting rampage, killing 32 people and himself. The Virginia Tech massacre, one of the deadliest school shootings in our country's history. 9 years ago, 2009, legendary NFL broadcaster John Madden retired after three decades in the booth. He was 73.
What's his name? Caliendo, the guy that does the impression of him. Yeah. He's funny.
Yeah. He's still on the radio, Madden is, in KCBS in Los Angeles and San Francisco on the radio. Lorraine Nicholson, who is Jack's daughter, is 28. Lucas Hayes, he's an actor, he's 42. Martin Lawrence is 53 today. John Cryer, who's been in a bunch of stuff, he's an actor, he's 53. Jimmy Osmond is one of the many, many Osmonds, is 55.
There's like 20 of them.
Yeah, I know. Bill Belichick is 66 today from the New England Patriots. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 71. All right, dead or alive, Bobby Vinton.
I think he's dead.
He's still alive at 83 today.
I thought so.
But he's blue on blue. Pope Benedict the 16th is 91 today. He's the one who
retired.
91?
Yeah.
Wow.
Selena would have been 47. She died in 95. Dusty Springfield died in 1999. Yeah, she died in 99. She would have had a birthday today. I only want to be with you, wishing and hoping. Will you still love me tomorrow, son of a preacher?
She was the White Lady of Soul, is what they call it.
She had some funky songs.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Rafferty would have had a birthday today. He died in 2011. His biggest solo hit, Baker Street. Henry Mancini, genius composer.
I dated his daughter.
That's right. I forgot about that story. Here's another lame-ass story from...
Here's another lame-ass story from Greg Goodell.
You've all heard it. You don't need to.
Go ahead. I'd love to hear it again.
I don't even remember quite... because I was out on the West Coast working for Styx.
Styx!
Yes. Somehow, she was at an event that I was at, and there was this magic. Back to you, Rich.
Usually we get what movie they went to or what concert they went to.
We went to a restaurant. It was in November of 72.
Wow.
And she's treating me, right? I mean, she's everything. Wow. She got money.
Yeah, she got money. Daddy's money.
And at the table, and it was like you had to walk down a flight of stairs to get to this place. It was very exclusive. As we sit down, I look to my left, and guess who's having dinner with a date? Johnny Bench, who had just been named National League Most Valuable Player for the year.
How about that?
I was like...
with a date?
She said, are you more interested in him than me? I said, well, I'm just
kind of
amazed.
A baseball fan.
Uh-huh. Well, famous people come in here all the time.
Well, was it one of those swanky places where they got a guy playing the piano? And did he go, da-dan,
no.
Da-dan?
No, not one of those.
Okay.
But it may have been one of those places where those annoying violinists come along and start playing, and they play until you make them go away with
them. How much do you give them to make them go away?
Well, you yell Freebird, and they makes them really mad.
Got your Freebird right here.
That was before Freebird came out.
Oh.
I know. It was making a joke. Orville's big brother, Orville Wright's big brother, Wilbur. I always think of that whenever I hear the name Wilbur. Would have had a birthday today. Died in 1912. Taxes are due tomorrow. 27 days till Mother's Day we are. 39 days until Memorial Day weekend begins. The unofficial start of summer. The official start is 65 days away. And 253 days. Santa, you got to work again. That's your timeline this morning.
With your host,
time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Mediterranean. Guys, take a flavor vacation with the Mediterranean Turkey Wrap at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. A bright and flavorful wrap filled with fresh turkey, feta cheese, baby greens, tossed in balsamic vinaigrette, and an Israeli couscous. And guignola. Salad loaded with Mediterranean vegetables.
They sound tasty. Some Mediterranean.
By the way, you can have that with a fresh fruit medley and poppy seed dipping sauce, which so good. All the sauces, Baumhauer's, homemade, excellent. And that's at lunch or dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It's recommended by friend Marianne Plemons. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. The word of the day is Mediterranean. Remember it because we will ask you to redeem it sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon during happy hour, which isn't always happy, but you can at least win a $20 gift card.
It's always an hour, at least.
It's Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and Randall's on the phone.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you're getting around to some of them big words at Baumhauer's, because, you know, when I first started thinking Baumhauer's, you think wings and burgers and stuff and, you know, sports bar. But I seen some plates that Bo Holt ordered that looked like they should have had a coat and towel to bring them out. You know what I mean? It's pretty fancy food up in that kitchen.
You are correct,
sir. If you know what to order. And you forgot one thing on the timeline today. The most important thing
Randall's birthday.
Yeah, Randall's birthday. But, man, guess who's going to be back open today? Because South Sound's over with. Seafood Bistro, right?
No. They're not open yet.
Yeah.
I thought they closed for South Sound.
It was a joke.
All right, man, we'll see y'all.
All right. At Randall, he's something else.
Yeah, Sal Sounds had nothing to do with Seafood Bistro not
being open. No.
And if they could, they would be reopened today, but they can't, so.
It was updating Emily on the weather over the weekend, telling her an hour before Tornado Watch was going to come out that it was going to be out, and sure enough, it was.
Did they get some wicked weather down there?
I guess she moved the venue inside, but pretty wild, especially at night, especially later on in the night. It was just sheets of rain, just terrible rain.
Wow. I should have lots of stories to tell tomorrow.
Sure.
It is 6:40, 20 before. It's not too wonderful here at the moment, by the way. It's kind of chilly outside. Just how much, we'll find out in a moment with Rich. I'm checking the category of cars available under $10,000 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, and guess what? There's a couple that were there Friday that aren't there today, so uh-oh. I'm glad. We're glad when these cars find a good home. So that last Versa was sold. The Porsche Cayenne is still there. Here's the deal. You're looking for a car, an extra car for the family, car for a new driver in the family. You want to buy them something safe and reliable and with an engine that will be dependable. They certify all of those things for you at Jack Ingram. In this category, you don't want a new driver to learn how to call AAA the first couple of times they take the vehicle out. And they would like to be seen in something respectable. And these cars all have a great look. Click through the pictures and you'll see body's in excellent condition, interior's well-maintained, no embarrassment there. Then see Tip Thames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, and they will take great care of you. So you can browse right now at Jack Ingram SignatureUsedCars.com. They got dozens of photos of all these great vehicles for you to browse. And then stop by and see them in person. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Let me see the total number. Holy cow. They've been selling them like crazy. They have 137 used and certified vehicles to choose from. That number was about 180.
I remember last week you said it was a lot more.
Well, I'm glad people are finding out where to buy their cars. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Car, 642.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Check out my morning video this morning. You'll see how much snow is on the ground in the United States on the 16th of April. It's crazy. I just posted on Facebook how much snow is going to fall this week in the United States. It's nuts. I also mentioned at the top of the hour there are a couple of snow flurries on the radar in extreme northeast Alabama, closer to the Great Smoky Mountains and into the Tennessee area. Wow. Cold this morning, you bet. I think 38 qualifies. Brisk day today, sure. High temperature maybe 62. The winds will make it seem colder. Sunshine, breezy, cool. Tonight, clear, cold. How about 40 by dawn tomorrow morning? How about not? Tomorrow's high in the mid to upper 70s. Nice recovery after a cool start. 80 to 82 Wednesday, making it the warmest day of the week. Slight chance of a shower Wednesday night as a weak front moves through the area. It's not going to be a significant front. I've got a 20% chance of showers in. And then we'll knock off a few degrees Thursday on the high at 76 and mid-70s Friday. Then the next big deal storm system arrives, you guessed it, over the weekend. We have to deal with that threat again. Will it be severe? Don't know. It's too early, but 'tis the season. We've been very, very lucky. We were the only state that didn't get tornadoes this weekend. Everybody else did. 30 of them. Right now, this morning, clear skies. Southwest winds at 7 miles per hour. Temperature is 38 at 6:44.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
All right, coming up, you could call it a tribute to Rampage, which was the number one movie. And we'll remember Arlie Ermey, who passed away yesterday, and with one of his more memorable moments from the movie Full Metal Jacket. And more next on Three Men and a Lady, except the lady looks an awful lot like Rusty Aldridge this morning.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything remains clear this morning. No problems on the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway. All your major roadways, including your 31s and your Taylor and your Vaughn roads, are all clear. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, McClinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Monday. If you had a time machine, you wouldn't be here right now.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. True faith is shown by our actions. One of the hardest things to do is pick out a good watermelon at the grocery store. Too ripe, and it's more mush than melon. Too green, and it just tastes terrible. A few years ago, someone invented a smartphone app that was supposed to help by indicating the ripeness of the melons while you thumped on them. All it really did was make people look foolish in the grocery store. Hard to tell one watermelon from another. Jesus said it's not that hard to tell sincere believers from phonies. He told his disciples, you can identify them by their fruit. That is, by the way they act. A good tree produces good fruit. A bad tree produces bad fruit. Genuine love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. These character traits are dead giveaways that God is working in us. True faith is shown by our actions. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
You're with your baby girl. You've been practicing your mamas and dadas for weeks. And now she looks up and begins to mouth her very first words. You can feel it. This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's time to get down to your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer and test drive the Mercedes-Benz GLE, an SUV with the power and capability to handle anything with confidence and active safety features to keep your family safe. That's a smart mama. Smart Dada. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,295 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 30th, 2018. Some equipment is scrapped as optional. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman, and our moving sale is winding down, so hurry for our amazing discounts on fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, power lift chairs, and adjustable bases. By the end of the month, we should be moving back to our permanent showrooms, and these true discount prices will be gone. We have hundreds of factory-fresh mattresses and beds discounted, as well as every floor sample in our temporary location. My Millbrook location is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal sizes, including many twin long mattresses, mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr. Sandman,
bring me... Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rampage. The new Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie took in more than $34 million at the box office this weekend, thanks in part to a daring new development in movie ticket technology. Because most people are too embarrassed to admit that they actually paid money to see a Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie, tickets for Rampage actually say, "Nope, I didn't see Rampage," which will allow Dwayne The Rock Johnson fans to credibly deny that they paid $12.50 to see a movie about a giant monkey bent on destroying the world with the help of a giant wolf and a giant alligator, along with free disguises for people who don't want to be recognized at showings of blockers and or Sherlock gnomes. It's just one of the many ways the Motion Picture Association of America is making it possible to spare the movie-going public from the shame and embarrassment so often associated with today's blockbusters. Thanks for listening, America. And for what it's worth, maybe you should think about reading a book.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, one of the biggest shows of its season is Full Metal Jacket. And it kind of gave birth to the theatrical career of Arthur Murray, who passed away at the age of 74 yesterday. And here is that memorable scene from the movie.
Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, "Sir." Do you maggots understand that?
Sir! Yes, sir!
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on Earth.
Sir, yes, sir!
Private Junker, why did you join my beloved Colt?
Sir, to kill, sir!
So you're a killer?
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face.
Sir!
You got a war face? Ah! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face!
Ah!
You didn't convince me. Let me see your real war face.
Ah!
You don't scare me. Work on it.
Sir, yes, sir!
That's a great movie.
I'll watch it one of these days.
You've never seen it?
No, I've heard of it. It's not on a topic that I handled easily.
Yeah.
That particular.
It's almost like two movies kind of scrunched together.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
We had two other passings over the weekend. One was Art Bell, who used to be the host. He was the founder of Coast to Coast. And
how old was he?
72. We don't know the cause of death, but if there is one, we would question it.
The truth is out there.
Somewhere there is the truth. Apparently, and we do that to honor him, right?
Apparently Barbara Bush not doing very well.
No. Yeah, that's another person we may get unfortunate news on. Miles Forman passed away at the age of 88. Among his achievements, Academy Awards for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Amadeus. Also nominated for The People vs. Larry Flint. He also did Man on the Moon, Hair, and The Fireman's Ball. Pretty accomplished guy. Box office over the weekend, Rampage. $34.5 million for number one. Quiet Place, number two. The new Truth or Dare finished third with $19 million. Ready Player One. The story of Jay Scott was fourth. Blockers was fifth. The movie that Rich and I went to see, Chappaquiddick, finished 10th.
Really?
With only $3 million up to $11 million after 3 weeks.
Because it's history and, you know.
But, man, they've got some great history stuff coming out. Look, it's a true story. And the sad part is the guys who wrote the film, I thought they did a nice job. The guys that wrote the film had never heard of it. Never heard of Chappaquiddick.
Really?
So that tells you where the manipulation begins, in the schools.
I wonder if that little bridge, if it still exists.
I would love to see that. And in fact, that would be, I'd love to arrange a historical excursion, you know, like to that and several other places.
What year did that take place?
69. So, and it happened during the moon landing, which played to Ted Kennedy's benefit greatly. Yeah.
I was going to say, that was never taught in schools to me.
Well,
the whole situation, which I was just never.
I remember the controversy about it. And I remember the thing that really stuck out was how many hours he waited to report it, and then the neck brace thing at the funeral. That is what I knew.
The first time I heard about it was when old boy ran for
president.
I guess
that
was the first time I had heard about
that. That was the first time it cost him because that.
What year was that?
80.
Yeah, okay.
It was only 11 years later.
It must have been later that he tried to run for something that they brought it back up.
The people of Massachusetts kept sending him back to the Senate, but the people of America said no. That's one step too many for you after what happened with Mary Jo Kopechne.
Do you remember when he picked up the payphone and he called somebody? It wasn't Dad, but he says, "I'm not going to be president."
Yeah, that was his first line. His first line, "I'm not going to be president." How's that for priorities, huh? And the guy that played Kennedy at first...
You didn't buy it at first, but then you bought into it.
Yeah. The longer the movie went, the more and more you felt like you were watching Ted Kennedy. Pretty interesting process, and I say a movie that was very, very well done. You think that the guys that wrote it had never heard of it.
That is pretty amazing.
All the more remarkable.
Was it based off a book?
No.
Or were they just put... Okay, I'm curious if they had a book to go by.
I don't think there was a book involved with this. It was just somebody's idea to do it. And, of course, you know, taking on a topic like that in Hollywood the way it is today, you're not going to get a lot of enthusiastic support for it. That's just the way it is. So, we'll talk more about it this afternoon.
Since we're in the cheap and trashy,
yes,
I mean, and which involves entertainment.
You keep looking at me.
We like no. You're neither cheap or trashy.
Thank you so much.
The Netflix thing we've been watching is Lost in Space.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
It's
that's a new version of the.
It's the new version of the television.
The hokey TV show. It's not hokey.
It's not. It's got a lot. The characters have a lot more depth. There's they're actually more of a dysfunctional family. I don't think it'll be a spoiler there.
Right.
But they start off kind of in the middle of everything, and I think they're going to flash back and fill us in on some stuff.
Uh-huh.
But what I've seen so far, like my wife Donna even likes it, which is like. Really? You like something I like? Right. Of course, it's the same way with me. I didn't much care for Twilight.
The reboot of Star Trek on CBS?
Didn't work?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I like this better.
Okay. I'm going to, you know, y'all are ahead of me. I've only got three episodes.
Stories here. Will Ferrell's SUV was rear-ended on Interstate 5.
I saw
what a horrible road to drive. It rolled over, but he was not injured.
Ooh, two people in the hospital, though.
Dancing with the Stars has released its all-athlete cast, which begins on April 30th. And guess who one of the skaters will be?
I know.
Oh, they're bringing her back.
Not Nancy. Tanya.
Oh, it's great.
Attention, Emily. If you're listening, we're going to have fun.
Oh, it's great.
That additional loan, I think, will help the ratings on this show.
Yeah, probably. I have no idea who else is in there.
Otherwise, I'm on the roof for Johnny Damon.
And your hotkey there is going to wear out. It'll be the first hotkey that wears out.
Smoke coming out of it and everything.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions done over the weekend.
In Cleveland now. They used to do them in New York, which is stupid because
I never understood that.
Well, because New York is a bigger venue. But it's the Hall of Fame's in Cleveland.
It is, and I've been there.
Love it.
In all the coverage we received from our services this morning, not a word about the Moody Blues, and they were the only ones I really cared about whether they made it or not. Mm-hmm. Took long enough. Yep. Invasion of Privacy by Cardi B, who's the woman whose butt injections caused her to be in serious pain. She opened up about that last week.
Really?
But yeah.
Got a pain in the butt, huh?
So she's
a B.I.
Her ass hurts, but she's having a good week on the charts. I'm Casey Kasem. Huey Lewis and the News are not performing. They canceled other shows because Huey lost his hearing.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
He can't hear.
He didn't, though.
The rest of the band. All right, who's quickly thinking of a Huey Lewis song title that goes with that story?
Yeah, taking what they're giving, because...
I need a new drug to...